Hello. The nugget for today is the spiritual nature of salvation. His Spirit lives in you. Receiving salvation through Jesus Christ is not the end of a life-changing experience, but the beginning of something miraculous in your life. A new beginning. All of your sins have been forgiven, and you are clean before God. Like the lowly caterpillar, you've been transformed, you've been changed into a beautiful butterfly. Now it's time to soar. Unless you understand and believe in the spiritual nature of your salvation, you'll always find yourself in religious rituals and traditions, which means that you will eventually dry up and then you will give up. Jesus died on the cross so that you could have a relationship with him. Now, a relationship implies two-way communication. You're speaking to him, that's called prayer, and God's speaking to you, that's called personal revelation. He reveals himself to you. Now, to fully appreciate what God has done, we need to look at the spiritual side of our nature. Now, most people tend to think of themselves as soul and body, or body and soul. But God created you with a spirit as well as soul and body. You are three in one, spirit, soul, and body, just as God is three in one, the Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. If you want to overcome the disappointments and the scars of the past, the habits that have kept you in bondage, restore broken relationships, and have a sense of purpose and joy in life, then you must have a mind change. And that change is to see yourself as spirit, soul, and body, instead of just body and soul. Now, this is such an important change in view, and it is so important because it will determine your success in living the overcoming life in this life right now. Now, there are three important Bible verses that confirm our three-part nature. In the very beginning, the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7 says the following. This is the creation of man. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground, there's the body, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, there's the spirit, and man became a living being or soul. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then our third example we find in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And the writer says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow," see that? That's the body, "and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Let's take a closer look at the three parts of who you are, spirit, soul, and body. Looking at the diagram, you will see that the overlap of spirit, soul, and body is where and who you are. To ignore the spiritual side of you is to live at two-thirds of your potential and ability. So again, you're not just soul or body or just spirit, but you are all three in one. Now we're going to take these three parts and look at them separately in terms of how each part interacts or communicates. Firstly, your body. Your physical body communicates or interacts with the physical world. You communicate through your senses of touch and smell, hearing, sight, and even taste. Everything you know about the physical world, you learn through physical experience. As a result of your experiences, you've come to certain conclusions about the world we live in. And I think we'd all agree, not all those conclusions are true. Now, your soul is where your emotions, your decision-making, or your will reside. It's also where your intellect or your personality are. We can incorporate all of this together. We can refer to it as our mind. And so your mind, if you will, interprets all of the stimulus input from the physical body. But the soul is also where all of your reasoning resides. Your soul communicates with the souls of other people. And relationships, whether they be good or bad, are formed as a result of your soul. Now your spirit. If your body communicates with the physical world, and your soul communicates with other souls, can you guess what your spirit communicates with? Yes, it's the spiritual realm. So what is the spiritual realm? Very, very briefly, there are three components. There's obviously, number one, the spirit of God. Then there's the spirit of other people. And then there's the spirit of the devil. Your past does not have to determine your future. Being a Christian means that everything is brand new. Now, you may look in the mirror and you see no change in your physical body yet. You may not think differently right now in your soul. But being a believer means that your spirit has been made alive and you are now able to communicate with God. God's love, God's guidance, and His power is made available to you by His Spirit. Because of Jesus, we now have direct communication with God. God knows what you need and wants to help you to be renewed and filled with His Holy Spirit. Now, as we come to a close, I want you to consider this expression until the next time I see you. And so the expression is the following. You are not a human being having a spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Please ponder this. Allow it to change your point of view. God loves you, but He communicates by spirit because He is spirit. And so I look forward to seeing you again the next time. Please do share this post. And until then, may God bless you richly.